Sometimes you don't want to just sit back and let me take care of your cock, do you? No, I think you want to run your fingers through my hair and take your cock, and after smearing it across my lips like lip gloss with pre-cum, you want to shove your cock down my throat. Oh, and you're not the only one that wants it. I want it too. I practice to be able to take a cock down my throat. I practice so that I can make your cock fucking feel so good. I want my mouth to be so fuckable and enjoyable. That's like a second home for you. The summer vacation house. Because as much as I want you, my pussy, oh, and do I love to be penetrated by your cock. Delicious, delicious, magnificent cock. Nothing is quite as good as amping up before that. Looking up at you while on my knees, fingers buried in my hair, and you just thrusting. It just paints a pretty picture. Looking down at me and bucking and getting spit everywhere. The tip of your cock pushing past my fucking tongue. And this isn't as eloquent as my first cock confession, but you can't blame me for getting a little intoxicated at the thought. I could just sit here and think about it all day long. Bite my lip and just try to imagine what you'd taste like. And not just on the tip of my tongue, but how you'd taste down my throat. I don't have tonsils, so there's not really a lot of obstacle back there for you. Just let it slide down and let me swallow so you can feel my throat contract around you. I'll eventually gag and my eyes will water and breathing might become necessary, but your cock is all that matters. And it's there until you don't want it there anymore. Or until you think I'm worthy enough to breathe again. My eyes will plead and beg for you to let me breathe. To let me gasp for air as you finally pull out.